Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I Call BS.
Hi, it's an award-winning segment. I notice online it's gone absolutely bunter since COVID. People locked in their house listening to reruns of I Call BS, where the players, where the guys just let off their chest whatever they want to talk about. It can be rugby league related. It doesn't have to be. Paul, got anything?
Oh, look, I'd like to call BS on what's happening at Canterbury at the moment. I think the club, for all the promises that were made two seasons ago about restoration of the family club and all those old values, it's an absolute basket case. And obviously, George Currie, the Leeds club chairman, was removed this week. It's almost like a Kafka novel. What's happened there?
What's a Kafka novel?
Well, he's an author.
Right.
He wrote a story, a book called The Trial.
Oh, I just finished that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'd know then. So how did it go? What happened?
And
again?
What was that trial for?
Yeah, well, that's the point. Gordon, funny you should say that. That's the point of the trial. The book. He's on trial and he doesn't know what he's on trial for. Which is, it's a bit of an existential sort of thinking. So there you go. But the Currie case is a bit the same. I think he's been asked to answer allegations that haven't been submitted. And people have made the allegations, but the people who made the allegations don't want to actually document what they are and don't want to go on the record who they are. And then at the same time, though, there's a push within the club, even because of this, these skinny accusations. I know they're not palatable.
Mm.
But when we're talking in terms of evidence, we've just finished talking about Curtis Scott and what's happened to him. There's no evidence. There's no evidence available. And yet he's already stood down as chairman. And it's just led to more infighting at the club with what's going on there. And for all the stuff that was spruced about return of Canterbury and made everybody feel warm and fuzzy inside, they are a basket case. And earlier this week, Phil Gould warned Trent Barrett to be very careful about going there. He couldn't walk away, and I support Trent Barrett for going there, but I tell you what, he's got a hell of a lot of work in front of him because he's got warring factions there. And if it means... It appears this way, that Canterbury are happy to cop a bad trot if it makes their faction look better than the other faction within the club, which is a real cancer. There was other clubs in the past have gone through this stage. Parramatta, famously 4 or 5 years ago, it took government intervention to fix that. It can't happen in this case because there's no illegalities actually happening within the club like there were at Parramatta at the time. But how can we get out of it? I have no idea.
Isn't it amazing to see this once glorious
proud
club?
Yep.
Family
but,
club.
Yeah. But am I right in saying, Paul,
it's a
that there
divorce,
has...
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But am I right in saying, mate, that there's a history of dramas at board level, but it just never made it to the field or in the papers?
Oh, look, no, I think it was about 25 years, the board went uncontested, unchanged.
Right.
It was very settled. It's all happened since, obviously, the salary cap scandal in 2002. Now, that's, admittedly, that's, what, 18 years ago now. But almost since then, there's been board, factions within the club. One faction gets control, the other faction goes away, licks their wounds, gets the numbers, comes back, they then get in control, and then the opposite happens. We saw some years back when the Ray Dibb faction and got ousted by the Lynn Anderson faction and how nasty it got at different times there. It's probably nastier now than it was back then, and yet they continue to fight, and there seems to be a certain element of people at Canterbury who believe they have a divine right to run the club.
Yeah.
And I just sit there and think, you just can't see the damage you're doing to the club you profess to love so much.
It's funny I just want to interrupt you here because Australia's award-winning and premier actor, Brendan Cowell, is, as we speak, reading a Kafka book called Metamorphosis, which is about a centipede, apparently.
Yeah, well... I prefer the other one. But.
Right, okay. Well, I've read them all. I love them all.
Great. You do. Oh, yeah, I know. You're a great reader. I know
that. You're a reader, Anthony. You are a reader. You are a thinker,
yes,
which brings us to
not
our
always
next,
that.
Which brings us to our next BS. Right. Now, for a change, surprise, surprise, you've been lining up to put the slipper in to the Gold Coast Titans relentlessly.
Not nonsense.
You just referenced then 1924 and Coits, the last time that any team from the Gold Coast managed to win three games in a row. Well, guess what? The Gold Coast Titans have won three games in a row, and we haven't forgotten because we've got a hold of this audio from earlier in the year.
Hey, do you know, before you come on, Jai, and I know that you probably weren't listening to Anthony, but Anthony said, because he was teasing me about the Titans, and I said that the Titans are going to go on a running streak and we might win five in a row. And Anthony comes up with stupid bets, and he said that if the Titans win five in a row, he's going to get a sex change.
Yeah.
Can we put that up at Parkwood or whatever? Just put it up, mate, on the training board. That there's a radio jock in Sydney that doesn't think we can win five games in a row and he'll get a sex change.
100%, I'm all for it. I might get that.
Hashtag Maroon gets a sex change.
Well, let's worry about it after you win five in a row, Jai.
Well, I'll hold you to that too. Yeah. How
good
would that be?
All right.
They've got the Sea Eagles next week and then the Knights at home to finish the competition.
What if they get out of the Sea Eagles? What are you going to do, Anthony? How are you going to wiggle your way out of this?
I'm not going to wiggle my
way. Pierce. They're going to rest the rest of them. Clemmer, Pierce, Safidi boys, they're going to be fresh for the finals.
I'm not going to say anything other than this, right? And I know that the Triple M listeners have stopped me in the street, supported me. The emails I'm getting of support. This all happened in the middle of COVID,
right?
And the assumption was that we'd win five games as soon as we returned from COVID.
No,
that's the first
point
I'll make.
You know what they say about assumptions, don't you, Anthony?
Yeah. That's the only point I'll make about it.
That wasn't you're assuming that wrong then, Anthony, because you never at any point put a time frame on it.
Make a time frame on it, well, what if they don't do it now? What have they got? All of next year and all the year after.
We'll let that slip.
It's this season. There's a window of opportunity now. They've won three games in a row. They've only got to win another couple. And, you know, the
Manly next week is very winnable.
Oh, that's crucial.
How nervous are you going to be that following week? If they beat Manly, you've got all week wait for the Knights. You'll be up there. I tell you what, you'll be up the F3.
Yeah, mate, maybe I want to get a sex change. I've already started taking the hormone tablets.
Yeah, well, clearly. Look at those calves. Can we get a picture up of your calves?
Absolutely.
Now, while we're on that. Okay,
and you started wearing the clothes.
Anthony, you have got a history of writing checks that your body can't cash because we've got some other audio from earlier in the year as well.
Okay.
We haven't brought this up until this point in time, but speaking of foolish bets, Anthony was hosting a function.
You were hosting a function
throughout the pre-season, and he made a statement in front of a crowd out at Wentworthville, which is Parramatta Eels heartland. Yeah. If the Eels make the top four this year, I will get breast implants. Confirm or deny.
It was supposedly said at Castle Hill RSL, but do I deny saying it? I never said it. I completely deny saying it. By the way, everyone, in the off-season, trivia's coming back to Castle Hill RSL. But back on the point, I completely deny ever saying that. That I never said.
Anthony.
That is complete bollocks.
The only thing that's saving you right now is the fact that about 3 weeks ago, I got a new phone. And not all my messages came across because I had the text messages from the person who heard you say that at Castle Hill RSL. It was Castle Hill, not Wentworthville. And not only did he text me, Maroon has just said this to everybody at Castle Hill RSL. He then said, don't text me again because he's conducting an inquiry to find out.
There was a shakedown on. There was a shakedown. You were physically fronting people.
Bullying the pensioners to find out who had told me this. And let me say this to you, though, Anthony. The fact that I had an eyewitness there means that I can produce him if you're going to deny it.
That bloke is the worst person that has ever come into my life in 54 years. I'll say that.
Can I just clarify, in the 54 years
that you've been a man, but as a woman? And,
I completely and utterly deny that I said that at any venue around Sydney.
We have eyewitnesses, and not only that, where are Parramatta sitting at the moment?
I don't care if Parramatta go on a Dragons like run because that I deny. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more. This is running over time. Oh, we didn't get to Gordy's one because of these two old Sheilas, Laverne and Shirley over here carrying on. Just before we do, 133353, Damo's in Redfern, the promised land. Damo, what did you want to say?
G'day, Anthony, mate. I just wanted to say, mate, as a South member and fan, mate, you've got to own up to your bet, mate. You've got two games to go and, you know, you're going to shame us all if you don't own up to that bet.
Yeah, well said, Damo.
But Damo, I didn't. That Parramatta thing, mate, that's a complete fabrication.
No. The Titans bet.
Well,
mate,
the Titans thing, bet. There's a few little loopholes, but the Parramatta
mate,
thing.
You've got to get it done, mate. You're going to shame us all, mate. Man of his word.
You want to see me walking up Redfern Street with a denim miniskirt, high heels.
Mate, I'll hold your hand.
Going into the Woolpack Hotel.
I'll hold your hand as a proud South man. Born and bred Redfern. I'll hold your hand.
All right. Look, I'll give it some thought, Damo, but I don't know.
After.
What's that, mate?
And then take you out for dinner
Yeah, dinner and dancing.
Yeah, for Chinese.
Thank you, Damo. All right.
Fair point, though. If there's one thing the inner city's known for, is no matter how much these proposition bets cost you, you pay up.
Yeah, but, mate, they also know that you've got to make sure if people are making stuff up about you like this Parramatta nonsense, which I never said.
If the Titans win five in a row and you have your sex change, you're going to get the implants anyway. I assume so.
I can't comment on that.
You're going to be an ugly woman without them. if you're going to do it, brother, look, give yourself every advantage.
I am already starting to tear up because I'm having the hormone tablets and it makes me very emotional. Gordy, do you have an I Call BS?
Obviously, it's sort of a bit of news up here in Queensland. It's a small one, but Wayne Bennett's put his hat in a ring to come back to the Broncos, if you believe the papers, to oversee and become a coaching director. And I think in our game, there's no such role. I think we saw who I believe is the sharpest mind in our game when it comes to the footy is Phil Gould do it at Penrith. And even though they're so successful with the pathways, you know, development, where the club's at, and there's no doubt, you know, say the 15 or so boxes that Gus looked after at the Panthers, there's, you know, probably 14 boxes ticked. But I think when you're such a successful coach and you're sitting over someone's shoulder, I know that Wayne wouldn't have liked someone sitting over his shoulder. I know that Gus probably wouldn't have liked someone sitting over his shoulder as well. So I think that role is not in the NRL. Mm. And I don't think that any coach, whether you're a rookie or whether you've coached 100 or 200 games, have someone sitting over your shoulder, because I think it's only going to put a bit of doubt in the player's mind.
I like the point you make there, Gordy. And fellas, like if as a man, we just discussed with Damo, I'm a mad South supporter. I mean, every time a job comes up in the NRL, Wayne Bennett's name gets thrown at it. What does that mean for us at South? Does that mean A, we're prepared to let him go if he gets another gig, or B, we can't stop him? What does it mean?
Well, no, Souths have countered. So South CEO Blake Solly has spoken to Wayne and personally made the offer that he can remain at the Bunnies for as long as he likes. They want him to be a mentor and an ambassador. It wouldn't be in a coaching director style of a position, but he would be welcome in the dressing room anytime. The theory is that Wayne would like to return home to Brisbane for family reasons after he finishes his commitments with South next season. And so the Bunnies are happy for him to go live up in Queensland, but still have a role with the club. It would be fully paid. It's open-ended. He can remain involved for as long as he likes. That's how much they value Wayne Bennett and his contribution to the club.
I think Rabbitohs fans have got every right to feel like every time a job gets mentioned in the NRL, Wayne Bennett's name gets thrown at it.
Well, Wayne might be part of that, too.
Well, he could be. I mean, he's returning to Brisbane. He's not returning to Brisbane. He's going to the Dragons. He's not going to the Dragons. He's going to Canterbury. He's coaching the most famous club in the NRL. He needs to just coach them.
No, he's not coaching the Titans, is he?
Ah, shit. Anyway, we're going to talk more about the Titans. And we're going to take a break, boys, because you've already really let yourselves down, but it's only hour one. You've got a chance to redeem yourself. Just get back to footy, get back to basics, kick to the corners, play out your sets of six. We'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.